The Upkeep is brought to you by you. You can support the show by heading to patreon.com/glhfmagic and becoming a member for any dollar amount. Thanks. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Upkeep for Monday, March 8th, 2020.
That's right. It's all of the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
Breaking news, Megan.
Whoa. What?
Banned and restricted announcement from Wizards of the Coast.
Oh, dang. What is it? What's happening?
It just dropped today, and there's a lot of speculation on what was going to get banned because they only do banned and restricted updates now when they are going to make a change.
That's right. So we found out last week there was going to be a change, and today it hit. First up, Brawl. Golos Tireless Pilgrim is banned.
Yeah, they said, you know what? This deck is now 10% of the meta, which isn't like, you know, too overbearing, but the fact that it has like no color restriction like you would in Commander is kind of a big problem because now people can just build five color decks and who cares?
Yes, they can, you know, just go all out.
Go all out. In Historic, we're also seeing a number of bans now before the release of Historic Anthology 2 on Arena. Mm-hmm. So Oko is banned there. Once Upon a Time is banned. Veil of Summer is banned. And then Field of the Dead has been moved from suspended to legal.
Oh,
so
exciting.
Field of the Dead, get back in.
It's back in the mix.
Ooh.
So last time around, it had been suspended.
Which is like putting time out.
Yes, exactly. Wasn't banned forever, but it was banned for the time being.
Yes. Legacy also getting hit in a move that I think surprises nobody. Underworld Breach is banned in Legacy.
Yeah.
Apparently some problematic interactions with cards like Lion's Eye Diamond.
Yeah. In Modern, Once Upon a Time is banned.
Why? Do you have to take away everything that I love? Why?
Maria, you are enjoying playing this in Boggles.
Yeah, it was great in Boggles. We had it for a while as well in Pioneer, yes, but that got cut in Pioneer pretty early. So I was like, ooh, maybe it'll stick around in Modern. Not so.
Yeah. And perhaps most surprising of all, Pioneer, no changes.
Wow. A lot of people are expecting something to get hit with a ban hammer in Pioneer.
Yes. Inverter,
nothing.
Breach.
Yeah.
But they say, we're happy with how the Pioneer metagame has been playing out over the past several weeks. We saw tremendous diversity across the top decks of the three Players Tour tournaments in early February. Magic Online data indicates that the matchups between the most popular decks are in a healthy place, with each having both won and lost matchups against the others. So they're going to continue to monitor the situation, particularly with the combo decks like Breach, Inverter, Heliod, but no changes are expected until after the Players Tour finals at the end of April.
Interesting. They also released some data here about some of the top decks. Inverter, which I found this interesting, had a 49% non-mirror match win rate, and Breach's win rate was even lower than that.
Yeah, so they're saying that's not in the danger zone.
Yeah.
Maybe it's on the highway to the danger zone, but it's not in it yet.
Oh, I love that song. Yeah. Up next, we had a Grand Prix this past weekend in Lyon. It was Standard. Mm-hmm. Mono Red Aggro took the whole thing down in the hands of, apologies for my pronunciation here, Biagio Rucuco. I don't know if that's right. Rucuco? Yeah. Whatever. Playing Mono Red Aggro. In the top eight, two copies of Mono Red, Team of Reclamation, Sultai Midrange, two copies of Rakdos Aristocrats, and two copies of a deck that they're calling Bant Midramp.
Which you're very upset about. It's just
like
midrange
it.
With Uro.
Just call it midrange, please.
Midramp. Get out of here.
Midramp.
So Mono Red was at the top of the metagame in Lyon. It was Mono Red Aggro, 102 copies, which was 17%.
Okay, so that's actually kind of surprising. I did not know Mono Red was still that dominant in Standard.
Or that popular.
Or that popular, yeah, that's a great
point.
And
then this Bant Midrange.
Yes, thank
we'll
you.
We'll call it. 68 copies was the next most popular. It's about 12%.
And Teamer Adventures next after that, coming up in third with 61 copies at 10%, a deck that kind of hit the big time after taking down DreamHack in Dallas a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and then right after that is Azorius Control, 57 copies, about 10%.
And if you're bored with Standard right now and all those decks make you yawn, check out Good Luck High Five this week, our full-length podcast, because we're going to be talking about tier fun decks.
That's
in
right.
Standard.
Are they tier one? No. Are they fun? Absolutely.
Yes.
There is an Arena State of the Game update on Thursday, March 12th.
So keep your eyes out for that patch dropping on Thursday. There's like kind of minor changes happening with this patch, but some exciting stuff, including direct messaging.
Yeah.
Which is going to be happening.
It will only work with people you're friends with.
Thank God.
Yes. and you'll have the ability to peer offline or busy.
Yes.
Yeah, if so you're like, don't talk to me.
I've got to test this deck. You can set one of those two choices. There's also going to be a couple of new emotes, which will actually happen after another emote has been emoted to you, I guess. So once something has been emoted to you, thanks and sorry are now two options, which they put in there because they're like, look, if you want to be polite, you can use these. And I was like, oh, no. This is not how these will be used. These are salty as can be.
I mean, we'll see.
So they're like in response emotes, but we'll see how they're actually used.
Hello. Sorry.
I think it only comes after, like, I can't remember, but it's not in response to hello, but other ones, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Nice. Sorry.
Yes, like that. That, I think nice is one of them.
For sure. Coming in early April, Cube sealed.
Yeah, so they can't do draft with Cube because they don't want to do it with the bots, and we don't have 8-player draft in IRL yet. But we can play sealed, I guess.
Yes.
Which is going to be kind of wild.
It will include cards available on Arena and in the Historic Anthology 2. So it's a Phantom event, and more details on that coming later this month.
Yeah, if you've never played a Phantom event like on Magic Online, that just means you play with the cards, you don't get to keep them, but it means the event cost is a lot lower than it would normally be.
Yeah. You will be able to set a default card sleeve.
Yeah, that'll be pretty cool because it's kind of annoying. I always like to use, you know, I have a favorite sleeve at any given moment. I have to keep scrolling to find it. They've also changed the user interface for this. So instead of just like one long scroll of sleeves, they'll now be in like three separate
just
rows.
Scroll.
Yeah.
And then there will be historic events to celebrate Historic Anthology 2. Historic ranked and traditional ranked are running March 12th through April 16th.
And you can play Workshop as well, which is a kind of new arena feature, which provides you with a deck. So you don't have to come with anything. It's like, here's a couple of options. You choose which one you want to play. And then you just play and get some kind of neat little rewards there. That's running the 15th through the 18th.
Yep. But then there will be Historic Brawl, which is March 21st through 23rd.
Historic Popper is March 28th through April 4th.
The Historic Challenge, April 11th through 13th.
And to kind of celebrate these historic events and the release of Historic Anthology 2, Athalia's Secret Lair drop is going to happen on Arena, actually. So you have access to the sleeve, a card style, and a bundle to get some of those cards, and you can craft Athalia to use in the historic events as well.
Yeah. There will be a Wizards Play Network edition of Mystery Boosters in stores March 13th, which is a Friday.
Yay! This is super exciting.
Yeah.
So if you haven't been out to a Grand Prix to play Mystery Booster, now you can just head to your local store, call them, and see if they're offering this, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Super sweet. It's a very fun draft format. So head on out and try it if you haven't yet.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of foily foil cards that you can open in this. And Wizards did release all 121 cards, which will be available in foil on their website, dailymtg.com.
Finally, SCG Regionals happened this past weekend, and Shaheen Sarani won with Four Color Breach.
Congratulations to him. All right, we want to just let you know before we go that March is our Patreon Pledge Drive month.
That's right. If you become a patron in the month of March, one, you will get 10 times the usual amount of appreciation.
It's so true.
But you will also get our very special, highly limited edition, Good Luck High Five pin.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yes.
Enamel pin with our rainbow logo and background and GLH5 on it. And if you join at our squirrel level, which is $5 a month or higher, or increase your pledge by $5 in the month of March, you get access to our beautiful Good Luck High Five pin. So consider it, and happy Patreon Pledge Drive month, everybody.
You can also call and leave us a voicemail at 612-DORP-601. That's 612-DORP-601.
Yeah, and we'll play it on our full-length podcast, Good Luck High Five.